In a world where multi-million dollar satellites are used to find Tupperware in the woods, through the magic of the internet, which is just a series of tubes, coming to you from the surface of planet Earth, the Slaga Geocaching Podcast is about to begin.
This is a Slaga Geocaching Podcast, produced by Paul Konopacki of St. Louis, Missouri. Friday, March the 23rd, 2007. Episode number 57. Audio from MOGA 2007 geocaching event held at Mark Twain Lake in Missouri.
Welcome to episode number 57 of the Slaga Geocaching Podcast. This podcast is published under the Creative Commons No Derivative License. To contact me about these episodes, send an email to podcast@geostl.com. The next three podcast episodes will consist of audio and interviews with MOGA 2007 participants and staff. MOGA was held at Mark Twain Lake, Missouri, outside of Monroe City, and about a 2.5 hour drive from St. Louis, Missouri. Staffed mainly by members of the St. Louis Area Geocachers Association, this was the fourth year in a row that the event has been held in Missouri. Event coordinator this year was Mike Griffin, who obtained sponsorship of the event through the Army Corps of Engineers. Key to selecting the area where the caches were located was Al Maurer, also known as Forester Al, member of the Army Corps of Engineers. Alan saw the economic benefits of not only holding the event in the area, but by volunteering to maintain the 60 permanent caches, allowed geocachers to continue to cache in the area long after the event was over. There's already talk about what to expect from MOGA 2008. I personally volunteered to organize a group of people to capture video, still, and audio footage during the event. Over time, this means that slideshows, web videos, and podcasts will continue to be published to the internet to spark memories of participation or to whet appetites for next year's event. This will all culminate into a DVD video that I will offer free to anyone who asks. Details as to when it will be available and how to obtain a copy will be published on the Slaga website at www.geostl.com. From podcast number 1 to podcast 56, you have heard mostly me asking the interviewing questions and capturing audio. Since I had my hands full at MOGA with two digital video cameras and a still camera, I was glad to have the assistance of Dwayne Collett, aka Corncat, who is a geocacher and an experienced podcaster. Dwayne roamed the grounds collecting audio into his Olympus solid-state recorder, then edited and conditioned it for me. In the next three podcast episodes, you will hear a compilation of our work. Audio for me comes from stripping out the audio track from the video footage. During the podcast, if you hear this sound, it means we're about to describe what you're going to hear next. If you hear this sound, it means there's been a break in a conversation or a change in physical location. I placed some audio promos at the end of the podcast. Are you ready? The following is audio taken from video footage by Mike Bollinger, a.k.a. Lazy Lightning. Mike is on the MOGA staff and recorded some of the events set up on Friday afternoon at Mark Twain Lake.
Here we go. MOGA 2007 setup.
What, you don't trust this $1.99 power strip? Check your computer.
So what do you got so hardly working on there?
Nothing. We're hardly working. I'm working on the slideshow for Saturday night.
You're playing video games over there. And there's the print machine printing away. Hello, hello. It's for you.
Oh. Yes, Mr. President. MOGA is still on. Yeah, we'll expect your chopper here at 0400. Very good. Madam President. This is all I wanted from Garmin. Just this.
Oh, you have a box.
A manual?
What I asked for was just some brochures. No. Could they do it? Garmin could not deliver. These are from last year.
Here's the next class.
I'm so mad at Garmin.
On Friday afternoon, I had a chance to speak with Happy Kraut, who was on the MOGA staff, and helped place the caches in the Indian Creek Recreation Area for the MOGA event. When did you get all the caches hid?
We did them. We had to redo them. Oh, yeah. Then the weather was so bad. We come up here one day, and it was ton of snow on the ground, and next time we came back, ice was just everywhere. Another group came up one day, and it was so wet. So the weather was just really against us this year. You know, 60 permanents and 5 children's caches. Now, the children's caches won't stay.
Right.
The others are going to be permanent.
Friday afternoon, I drove to the campground to see what was going on. I noticed a scout troop setting up camp, so I took my video camera over to see if I can get some footage.
We have a bugler, and he's supposed to wake us up in the morning.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So he forgot his trumpet, but he does a pretty good job at waking everybody up with the trumpet in the morning.
Yeah, when he reaches into the tent and blows on the people with the ears who are getting dressed.
Hi, we're Troop 25. We're from Des Moines, Iowa. We come down here to beautiful Missouri for the MOGA event. Most of these guys, it's their first main event. For the Knights of Knee, it's our second main event.
DSM BBW.
Okay.
The Rat.
The Rat.
I'm the crazy psychopath.
Oh, okay.
The next Knee.
Okay, there. Nothing?
Troop 25.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Nick.
Nick, how about you?
Cool. I'm a friend.
Friend.
I'm a visitor.
A visitor, okay.
Shy kid.
All right.
I'm the other half of Knights of Knee.
Okay.
I'm Mocha Monkey.
Mocha Monkey and...
Bri Water.
Okay, we got you all. Well, good luck in MOGA, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
I meet up with Mike Griffin, a.k.a. Bronny Bear, the organizer of MOGA. Mike Bollinger gives me a short tour of the setup in the pavilion. I chat with Doug Muick and Bernie Verhey, then head over to the campground again to look for more activity.
Hey, we're getting ready to close this whole area off, move everyone out of here and shut the gates down there and lock them up.
Okay.
Until the food crew gets here.
Oh, they're not here? I thought they were already here.
No, they're not here yet, so that's why I got to lock it down. I don't want people coming down in here. I guess we're all going in town, meet the rest of the crew there and have lunch.
Okay.
Kind of strategize what we're going to do this afternoon.
Monroe City?
Yeah. Right now, we're going to go over to the amphitheater, and I got to put a pop-up over there and a table real quick, and then I think we're... 90% done on setup, finally.
Okay.
So, nice hat, by the way.
Yeah, I got four of them. One for me, Elaine, and Laura, and Dwayne. So.
Okay, cool.
And then we got some like low night sticks for tonight, so they're yellow, so they can find us if anything. Or run away from us.
That's awesome.
Go, how's it going? All right. I've been videotaping, getting stuff setting up and everything.
Give me a tour?
Oh, sure, you betcha. It's kind of dark in there. Well, I just unloaded 5 extension cords and about a dozen power strips. Here is the nerve center of MOGA. Beautiful warm fire. This is going to be our food preparation over on the other side over there. That's where we're going to load all the waypoints and everything. And then these are our dining tables. Let's come together.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
MOGA Press. That's pretty good.
Don't say nothing. He'll get you.
Back at the campground, some of the Minnesota contingency is setting up tents and getting ready to head out to do some geocache hunting. I get a chance to ask them about their trip to Missouri.
Hello.
Hey.
You're with the press.
I'm MOGA Press.
I'm in it.
Uh-oh.
We're getting notifications
right,
of caches already.
Behave yourselves. The press is here.
No. Then you're going to ruin it all.
No, we're not going to.
I want the usual stuff.
Oh, my God.
We don't have enough beer. Be more press-worthy.
Hey, don't move too fast.
Beer! That's all I'm here for.
This is just the first contingency, right?
Yeah, we got
I'm in the beer drinking competition.
5-6 people that already took off to go around the lake, and then we got another 5 or 6 coming later on. So
okay.
I got,
yeah, we got
20 or 21?
21.
Yeah,
did you cash your way down here?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
we've been to Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, going over to Illinois now, and then coming back here this afternoon.
Illinois,
we're going to Fall Creek. There's 3 caches right there. It's 20 miles from here. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you guys live around here then?
Kind of hard to miss those.
Near St. Louis.
How far is that from here?
2.5-hour drive.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah.
As long as you don't go over 107 now with the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay, 107 is one that's out.
FindU.com connection, you know.
Oh, I'm not on that, no.
Okay.
That's, Pearhead has that. I didn't, this is not my car, so I don't have it in there.
On his truck on his way down?
Yeah.
We can find out where he's at right now.
Theoretically, yeah.
We watched last year. We were all up in the cities, just so jealous.
Yeah.
We're like, Okay, they're in Iowa right now. They're going through. We were watching every step by step. Stop for an hour. Stop for an hour, and then we realized that it was right outside of a bar. Right outside of a bar.
So there's a theme going on.
There's no cash within a mile of that place.
But there's a bar.
We had like 10 different caravans at one point. I mean, we started, two different caravans started.
And then we had six yesterday, six cars together.
And at one point we had all of them together. Yeah. Then some decided to go to Nebraska, and some were only like...
Eight miles from there, and they were road sick,
got car sick on the hills in Missouri. And
8 miles from
we don't have the heart to tell them that it was smooth sailing after that.
Who was it who had, on the way down before, I think in Iowa, somebody had a...
Like, oh, it was me.
He had a seizure.
Seizure, okay, and they had to go in the woods and pull you out?
Yeah, yes, that's what they tell me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, no, I'd had a long-running bacterial infection, so I'd literally had a splitting headache for over a week and just ignored it. But finally reached up and bit me, and I tipped over. So they were rather unhappy with this.
Yeah, we were talking about doing, a board as to who was going to be the first to crap out.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be me this time. Nope. Ain't going to happen.
It already happened. It was Cookie.
Oh, yeah, Cookie crapped out.
Because he's...
What you do is...
Yeah, on the way over to
On the
Nebraska.
Way to Nebraska.
It was him that got sick?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Travis told us, because Travis got on the walkie. It wasn't me, it was Cookie. Everyone else is fine.
A few hours later, I meet up with them again outside the campground registration hut, where Forrester Al, Army Corps of Engineer employee and key sponsor of the MOGA event, gathers information from them and other MOGA participants.
How are we doing here?
Hey!
You've seen us before.
Heikala. H-I-E-K-K.
They asked for the responsible individual.
You have to go back and comes up. Find somebody in town.
Okay,
you guys are inside.
Let's go back to town to pick somebody up.
43.
You must be the most responsible in this truck, correct?
Yes.
That's for sure. She is a redhead, remember?
No, I'm not even going to go down that road.
Forrester Al.
How many people do you got in the group?
In our group total?
Yeah. Well, I mean, on that side. There.
Oh, no, on that side. Seven, I think.
Seven? Because there's some fella that got on there. I sent him a Word document with all the trails and field accesses, and he posted it on geocache.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wish I could help you. I don't have anything. Mm. You know, they told me not to treat you all very good, so.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have anything with me. I'd give it to you if you did.
Excellent.
Well, right, y'all enjoy your stay.
Hey, what's up with the purple markings on the telephone poles up there?
In the state of Missouri, you can post your properties no trespassing with purple paint.
You get it.
No.
That's right. A big chunk of property that guy has.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we figured. We just kind of...
Instead of the traditional orange and white signs and no trespassing, you can do it with purple paint law. So, y'all enjoy your stay. I'll be seeing you around this week.
Nice to meet you.
Y'all be careful.
I did worse that. You want to use that GPS, you can get there and find it.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to get you pointing in the right direction, though. Go about 200 yards up the road and take a right. From there, you're on your own.
Okay, go that way. Even I.
Are y'all camping up here? I'm sorry.
We're at Monroe City Inn.
Oh, you guys are doing the type of camping my wife likes to do.
My mom is raising a big dome.
Providing the on-site meals for 2 years in a row, Troop 331 gathers together to talk about this year's preparation.
Yeah, I'm Mike Lucicic. My cast name is Mihai Ivan. This group is with Troop 331 from Bayless, and we're doing the catering here. We are going to fix somewhere in the neighborhood of 760 meals over the weekend.
How often do you guys do this?
This is our second year.
But just by popular demand. This is the only one we cater, but we do barbecues, and obviously we do a lot of cooking outdoors because we are the scouts.
And you earn money from this that goes to your troop?
Goes to supply our troop with a lot of equipment. It'll go to supply the boys possibly to go to summer camp. We do other fundraisers, but this is one of our major ones for the year.
And you guys are camping on the spot?
We are staying in the shelter.
Okay.
All except me. I'm not allowed to stay with them because of my snoring habits, so I have to sleep in my bed.
And that was my popular vote?
Unanimous other than me.
You're licensed to cook, I understand, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
License to grill.
10,000 hours of barbecuing, I guess that qualifies you.
and Bill and I have over 300 days and nights camping.
So if the steak falls in the ground, you're going to eat it.
There's a 10-second rule.
Okay.
Our troop is going back to all cast iron and open fires. We're trying to get away from the pressure cooking fire.
Going green. So it's,
On Friday evening, Blue Bead Man held an event called Bash Before the Bash at the campground in the Indian Creek Recreation Area. While at the bash, we ran into cache detectives from Maryland, Team Battle Cache from West Virginia, and C-Team from Ohio.
We went clear up to Iowa and got to Iowa.
Yeah, while we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're coming all the way from Maryland and Ohio and West Virginia.
I'm from Maryland. Natalie, cache detective.
Cache detective, okay. Maryland, you're from?
West Virginia, Team Battle Cache.
C-Team. Ohio.
Have you been to MOGA before?
Nope. Never been.
No?
Nope. All this flat country scares us.
Yeah.
We're used to mountains.
Well, where do they have mountains in Ohio?
We live in the far eastern part of
that's
Ohio.
That's why they cache in West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
That's beautiful state. Best state in the world, caches.
Yeah.
Oh.
So when did you get in?
We've been here since yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Are you camping or hoteling it?
Okay. No, it's a little hard to bring all the camping gear on the plane.
Oh.
You flew in. Uh-huh.
Did y'all come in to St. Louis?
Cached your way up. Overshot it, went to Iowa.
Yeah. Came back through Illinois.
How many fines do you all have?
I just passed 2,000.
Oh my God.
2,000.
I'm closing in on.
He's just
1,300.
A baby. He's a baby. And we got 1,500.
We're still in embryo state, then I guess.
Great. Right. We're having a great time doing it. We went to Quincy and cash today.
In the evening, I moved to the campground headed for the bash before the bash event with my recording equipment. Infamous cook from Minnesota, One-Eyed Cookie, is feeding his group and anyone else who happens to walk by. On my way to the bash, I run into one of the four-person teams representing St. Louis in the competition tomorrow. As you can tell, they are having a good time. Later at the bash, I talk to a few folks before cornering the Blue Bead Man for a short interview about why he set up the bash before the bash event.
Food fest?
Yeah.
Mocha Fresh. I love it.
Yeah.
You hungry? I can probably find an extra sausage.
No, that's okay.
We got tater salad. We got baked beans. We got fruit salad. We got bars. We got it all. So, we're just going to drink lots of beer.
Okay.
Not all of us are going to
And that stuff. Competition thing, maybe, right?
No, we'll have some competition.
There will still be competition. Minnesota is not going to allow that anybody else can walk away with that trophy.
Oh, no.
I see.
We can beat fair and square. We're happy to pass it along.
That's right.
It'll give us something to do next year.
Nobody's just going to give up and give it away, you know?
That's right.
It's got to be earned.
That's right. Make it a clean fight.
I got into an argument with the guy up at the front gate about that, that we're not, well, you guys could be good teamers.
Oh, yeah.
No, the gate was funny.
You talked to Forrester Al, right?
Yeah.
We told him you were coming.
What did we have? That's what he said. I talked to Forrester Al up at the front gate. Hey, oh, you guys are from Minnesota. I was heard all about you. Don't believe any of it. Actually, a bunch of great people here.
Now, who got somebody get lost coming down here in another state or something? Or what's the deal? No?
No one got lost. People were actually trying to bag, you know, Nebraska, Kansas.
Oh, okay.
I've done everything but Nebraska. You know, we've been doing this for 4 years.
Done every state but Nebraska?
No. Every state that you've done but Nebraska. Well, on this trip.
The BYO, you guys headed for that? Or?
We will after we're done cleaning up the mess here now.
Do you know where it is?
That way.
They did again?
Okay. That's all I've been told is
okay,
that
just
way.
Keep going that way.
Hi.
The team is strategizing?
Of course.
What's the team name?
What is our team name?
We can't even come up with one yet.
Oh. Hey,
team,
you guys!
One more drink and I'll have it.
Okay. So the team is named One More Drink and I'll Have It.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, one more drink.
I'm dedicated. Last night I was getting my stuff together and I saw my thumb bad enough I had to have 5 stitches.
Oh.
Now I have to operate my GPS on my left hand. I mean, I can do
ouch.
It. Those guys looking for competition?
They're looking for competition.
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
I was coming over to drink
fun's
with y'all.
Good.
We're gonna what?
I was gonna come over good. And start drinking with y'all.
So who have I got here for you guys?
Bracer 2814
from
Texican Space Cowboy, Gibson City, Illinois.
No. Blue Bead Man, knowing that the staff was doing their devious planning, last-minute planning there for the big MOGA event, all the competitors, all the participants, they're all here, so might as well get everybody together and have one sort of event to kind of kick things off. It was kind of a last minute sort of thing. Fun to actually do the competition. I probably won't compete, but just to do the caches from the participant side.
So how's the party been so far?
It's been fantastic.
Good turnout?
We had, probably at its top high point, we probably had about 100 people.
Wow.
All kind of standing room. We had Minnesota people came through, and just people from all over. We had a very good turnout. I think everybody's going to be going eventually down to the amphitheater.
And so the party's moving over.
Yeah, I think so.
Officially to Moga.
Yeah, officially. Transferring
you,
off.
You here's softened them up. Great to see you again, and
thank you.
Nice
it's
idea.
Good seeing you.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
Hi, this is the Doctor of Rockology. I'd like to invite you to participate in the Great Basin and Eastern Sierra Geocachers 4th Annual Geocaching and Navigational Rally. This is the original geocaching and off-road navigational rally, and this year the rally route ventures into Nevada's rich mining history with a journey into the deserts and mountains around Virginia City, the home of the biggest silver lode ever discovered. Go to www.gbesgeo.org to learn all about it. Over 50 caches and 2 days of rally fun. GBESGEO.org.
Hey, Slaga Geocaching Podcast listeners. I'm Firefly03 with Daryl W. Four of the Caching Maniacs Podcast. We want to let you in a little early about a contest we're kicking off on April 7th.
We'll have a few really cool prizes for this contest, and all we can really say for now is that you'll want to get your best geocaching stories together as soon as you can. Just listen to episode 15 for information about the contest.
That show will also feature the interview we recorded with Sonny and Sandy of the Podcacher Podcast. You can find our show at cachemaniacs.com.
Congratulations, you've found it, intentionally or not. Maine Podcast, the audio companion to Maine Geocaching Association.com. It's that special time in Maine, mud season, when geocaching becomes slippery, slidey, and fun. Suddenly, all those caches that were invisible under an endless blanket of snow are now backed at a 1 or 2 difficulty, and those that are 3 feet up don't make sense no more. I'm Monty Wolf, the Doctor of Rockology, inviting you to join Katahdin Goddess in Khaki on the 1st and 15th of the month for the Maine Podcast. It's some kind of different, dear. Eh, yeah?